He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the August 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio show, reporting live from the San Francisco Money Show. I got to say that right now, boy, my booth is the busiest booth here where there's two people. Because we're the only booth that's open right now. Nobody's at the medical marijuana booth. Where are those guys at, huh? Nobody's at the Ameritrade booth and other booths around here, but we're here and we're doing our radio show this morning, and we're off to a slow start in the market as Yellen yaps this morning. I believe she's in, isn't she up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming? Pretty country, so we'll see what Janet has to say today, if it moves the markets or not, but right now the Dow is down about 6 points. It's at 17,033. The S&P 500 is down a couple. It's at 1,989. The NASDAQ's down about four. The NASDAQ is at 4,528. Gold. Boy, gold is having a rough patch, isn't it? Like a three-year rough patch. Tried to rally here this year, but can't get out of its own way. It was down 27% last year. Gold is at 1,278.80. I'm going to walk around this morning at the money show when all the guys get up out of bed. Man, I'll tell you, this business, a lot of lazy guys. And I'm going to ask them, what do you think of gold right now? And I'm sure they'll tell me that the dollar is going to collapse and gold is going to soar. And they've been telling me that same thing for 5 years. I'm not saying it's not going to happen at some point in time, but I've avoided gold for the last, 3 or 4 years now. Crude oil is at 93.18. The euro, now, crude oil was at 107, let's not forget. The euro at 1.32, and the 10-year yield is at 2.41%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I talked to a lot of folks yesterday on the floor, people coming by my booth at the Money Show, a lot of KDAL listeners up here in the Bay Area, and I'd have to say we had a pretty doggone busy booth yesterday, said hi to a lot of people, signing up for the newsletter, a lot of people asking about the app, which has been as high as number two in the world from the Apple iTunes store. Signed a lot of books yesterday, talked a lot about biotech stocks and other stocks, and I would say we had some pretty brisk activity yesterday at the Gunderson Capital Management booth here at the San Francisco Money Show. Met a lot of people, went to dinner last night with the good group. The president of the Money Show, Kim Githler, was there. George Gilder, who is pretty much a legend in the newsletter business and the technology business, also has written a couple of must-read books, one being Wealth and Poverty, I believe this was his book. And Mark Skousen was there, and several others. I talked to some guys. One guy's been a trader on the New York Stock Exchange for the last 30 years. It was good to see his insight on the markets, and I specifically asked him about the high-frequency trading, which Michael Lewis, author of the book Moneyball, and now the book The Market is Rigged, I asked them, do you think the market's rigged? Do you think this guy has a point that the market's rigged against the little guy? Their unequivocal answer was no. You know, they may be skimming a penny here or a penny there, but does it make any difference to you and your 401k? No. Look, the market has almost tripled since the year 2009, I'm sorry. It's gone from 666 to over, 1,990, something like that. Take away the high-frequency trading, and do you think it would have made that much of a difference and the returns of the market. And in fact, I asked them that. I said, can you quantify it where the S&P would be today were it not for the high frequency trading? And they said it would probably have very little impact. So how can you say, I think it's very disingenuous to say that the market is rigged, because I think a lot of people then avoid the market, which over the long haul has been the absolute best investment, bar none. I mean, it's beat real estate, it's beat bonds, it's beat gold. It's made a lot of wealth for a lot of people. In fact, this trader that I talked to, his father is a diesel mechanic all his life. His portfolio today is worth $1.6 million. And the dividends alone that he receives off of this portfolio add up to about $70,000 to $80,000 per year. Ask him if the market is rigged. So if you think the market's rigged, hey, just stay out of it. What do I care? What do we care? You're going to miss out on one of the greatest success stories of all time. And then I went on to talk to these traders about all of the developments. I mean, here I am in the Silicon Valley, not too far from it. All of the great inventions, all of the technological advances, cures for hepatitis C, moving in on cures for cancer, drugs that have ended, put to bed a lot of the maladies that befall man. Why? Because of the stock market, because of people that invest in companies, venture capital, people believing in an idea. And then we went on to talk about, how many drugs has Russia produced lately? What kind of technology has come out of some of these communist countries? Has Venezuela produced anything lately? So while capitalism may not be a perfect system, it certainly has been good for the growth of America, for the growth of innovation, for the growth of ideas, cures for diseases, technologies that have made our life so much better. So I say, you know what, Mr. Lewis, who wrote The Market is Rigged, I think you're being a little bit disingenuous there with that title. But as you know, dramatic titles sell books. They get you on 60 Minutes. And people just love to hear a good conspiracy theory, or they love to hear something bad on someone, get some dirt on somebody. And they love to hear dirt on the stock market. But here I am at the Money Show, seeing lots of people that work hard every day trying to bring, I see Ameritrade right across the way. I'm looking at a live ticker bringing me live quotes from the New York Stock Exchange. People can go there and check on their portfolios instantaneously. And in fact, I was talking to the traders about the old days. You couldn't log on and get a quote on a stock that was real time. You had to go to like a Schwab office or a Merrill Lynch office. You had to walk in the door to get a quote. And the spreads back in those days were like 12 cents, 13 cents between the buy and the sell. Now it's a penny. He said, if anything, the high frequency traders have made the market more efficient. If anything, it's just speeded up things that were going to happen anyways. It's made the market more liquid. So they don't see the high frequency trading issue the same way that Michael Lewis, the author of The Market is Rigged, sees it. These guys are from New York. They understand Aqueduct. They understand Saratoga Racetrack. I said, when I think of rigged, I think of a bunch of jockeys getting together at breakfast in the morning before the track opens, and deciding who's going to win each race, who's going to come in first, who's going to come in second, who's going to come in third. Or I think of the Chicago Black Sox that threw the World Series back in the early 1900s. I don't see how you can call the market rigged and compare the market to scandals like this, okay? So anyways, that's all we can do, is try to find the very best stocks. And of course, there's a lot of differing opinions here at the Money Show. One guy says, why buy stocks? I buy only ETFs. He's an ETF expert. I talked to him a lot yesterday. Another guy's a REIT expert. That's all he does, is buy real estate investment trust. Another guy's a technician. That's all he does is look at charts. Another guy's a fundamental investor. In fact, as the people came to my booth, I asked, what kind of investor are you? Most of them are carrying forward huge losses. That tells me something. If you're carrying forward huge losses, you're not a very good investor. And I would say most people don't know what they are. Are you a value investor? Well, yeah, I look at fundamentals. Are you a momentum investor? Oh, yeah, I think so. But you know what? I just don't think anybody's made it simple for them and explained it to them in simple terms what works in the market. Well, at least what I think works in the market. It doesn't always work, but you got to put those odds and probabilities in your favor. We'll talk about this when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and doing the show live this morning from the floor of the Money Show in San Francisco. I only really got to attend a couple of the lectures yesterday, as they kept me busy. You know what? I sat down at my booth at about 9 a.m., and I left at about 6 p.m. last night. I spent 9 hours there talking to people, signing books, signing people up for the newsletter. It was a very, very busy booth on the floor. I don't think I had more than a five-minute break yesterday. But I did take some time in the morning to hear Steve Forbes talk about the economy, about, you know, the direction of America. Of course, he was a presidential candidate some, I want to say, 12 years ago. And Steve Forbes, smart, pretty smart guy, head of Forbes magazine. Father was Malcolm Forbes, quite a character. And it's funny because, you know, Malcolm Forbes was a real playboy, you know. He hung around with Elizabeth Taylor and Yoko Ono and Michael Jackson and would take off on his Harley. And Steve Forbes is just like the opposite. He's kind of a nerd, I guess you would say, but very, very intelligent man. And he probably knows more about the gold standard than anybody I've ever met. And he continues to say that America needs to return to the gold standard, that you tie your dollar to the price of gold. If gold goes up in value, you print less money. And if gold goes down in value, you print more money. And he's given lots of numerical evidence that during the 180 years that we were on the gold standard, we had very steady growth of about 3.5%, and we had very little inflation. And it wasn't until President Nixon took us off the gold standard to, I believe, pay for the Vietnam War, I want to say, is why we came off the gold standard. Since then, we've had wild bouts of inflation. We've had very uneven growth in America. We've had a great recession. We've had a financial crisis. And Forbes says going to the gold standard would take the Fed out of the mix. And he's done the work and the research to show that the Fed does nothing but screw up the economy over time. So, you look, that's his stance. He stands by it. I had to debate the guy one time on Fox Business Channel about the gold standard, which, you know, hey, I'm not the expert on the gold standard, but I did my best to stand my ground. And I said, hey, instead of going to the gold standard, let's just try to balance our budget every year and not spend more than we take in. Then we wouldn't need to go back to the gold standard. And, of course, the reply to that is if you had the gold standard, if you were on the gold standard, you couldn't print the money. They would have to rein in their spending back at biggovernment.com, you know. So he's an intelligent guy. He thinks that America's better days are in front of it, actually, with the economy and even the stock market. So I'd have to say that he is still fairly bullish on the market. And he thinks that we will go back to the gold standard. There's finally a movement afoot. I don't see it personally, but that's Mr. Forbes' opinion, and he's entitled to it. And the guy has done the research to show the benefits of being on the gold standard and what's been the consequences of being off the gold standard. Who else did I talk to? I talked to Mo Ansari for a long time yesterday. Mo is on, he's a pioneer in the radio business. I told Mo, I remember you back on Money Radio in Orange County, a little station that was broadcast out of a trailer over in Riverside. Buzz Schwartz and Vera, I can't think of Vera's name, Jerry Klein, Mo Ansari, several others. It's like Mo said, he said, I built my whole little business, started there on that radio station, the Money Radio. And I was on Money Radio towards the end I don't know, probably the last 2 or 3 years of their existence before they went to all Chinese programming when Buzz Schwartz, I believe, sold the station. And Mo had some great stories to tell. Mo gets some really good guests on his show. He takes a little different approach on his show than I take. He goes after, he had the second in charge at the Fed yesterday, who I've written about. A guy that used to be the CEO of the Bank of Israel. Mo has had many, many big-time people, either on the economy or from Fidelity, who Mo does his custodianship with. In fact, Mo is on the board of directors at Fidelity. He sits next to the CEO, the owner of Fidelity, which is a private company. And so Mo has some great stories to tell. We've known each other for a while. We tell some war stories to each other and radio stories. I know Mo has got a real nice studio that he's built inside his office in Newport Beach, which I've been to. I don't have a fancy smanchy studio. I just have a modem, ISDN modem that travels sometimes with me, but generally is located right there in my office in San Diego. I got to tell you right now, I'm missing my office in San Diego, looking out over the harbor. I'll be working on the newsletter sometime. I'll try to squeeze it in. Hopefully we get a break in all the booth traffic, and I'll try to my best to get the newsletter out today. There are a lot of newsletter writers here. Like I say, I had dinner last night. One of the attendees was George Gilder, he's really a pioneer in the newsletter industry. He's an expert on technology stocks. And Mark Skousen was there, his forecast, what is it, something and forecast newsletter. He's right next to me here in the booth, not here right now, but he was here for a long time yesterday. What's the other guy? Telephone switch newsletter. Doug Fabian in the booth here next to me yesterday, and we were able to compare notes. Doug Fabian, like me, favors the emerging markets right now. We both think that the U.S. has come a long ways over the last 5.5 years. We don't think it's over yet, but we don't think that the Dow is going to average 16% per year over the next 5 years like it has over the last 5 years. And when we look at the emerging markets that have only averaged 2 or 3% per year over the last 5 years, it seems to us that they have a better probability or chance of doing those kinds of numbers over the next 5 years, because investing is about the next 5 years, not the past, not the last 5 years. And we just think that the odds, we think that the probabilities, the stimulus, where the money's going, where the money flow is, it seems to be going overseas right now. And one of those places continues to be India, which I talked with Mo about yesterday, and also China right now. When we come back, I want to talk about an American stock, however, that continues to excel and continues to flourish. Flourish in this current marketplace. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stock Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, reporting live from the Money Show in Las Vegas. I believe the next one is in Toronto. I'm still weighing that. They want me to get into the mud and wrestle with Peter Schiff and have a little debate. Because Peter's been a bear on the market, I think, for the last 4.5, 5 years. And I've been a bull on the market. And, of course, Peter's been calling for the crash of the dollar and soaring gold. And it just hasn't materialized for poor Peter. And do I want to get in the mud pit with the rattlesnake? I don't know. You know, I heard the CEO of the Money Show was talking to me about the last debate he did with Louis Navalier. And they ended up calling each other all kinds of names and telling each other that they needed to take their medications and stuff. And yeah, I didn't think, I don't know if I want to do that or not. So we'll just have to see about that Toronto money show. And then I think they're coming back in November to Las Vegas for the Traders Expo, which might be kind of fun. That sounds kind of interesting to me, the Traders Expo. Well, let's take a look at a stock. You know what? I've got a big banner hanging on my booth that says Best Stocks Now Radio Show. I've got a big banner hanging on my booth that says Best Stocks Now Newsletter. And I've got a big banner hanging on my booth that says Best Stocks Now App. Well then, Gunderson, what's a best stock now? And I had that discussion with a lot of people yesterday. You know, there's some pretty savvy investors here at the Money Show. They've been in this for a long, long time, trading, picking their own stocks, doing fundamental analysis, doing technical analysis, all kinds of things. And I had a lot of discussions with people about, you know, whether they prefer value, whether they prefer technicals, whether they lean towards the fundamentals or whether they lean towards momentum and performance, and everybody had a different answer. And I said, you know what I think the answer is? All of the above. I like to incorporate everything I have, every weapon I have, every arrow that I have in the quiver. Why not shoot it at the market to try to come up with the best stocks in the market? And I don't know of any better way to illustrate this concept than to give a live example. Right? There's no better way of doing it. Now, I'm not giving a recommendation of a stock, and I disclose that I own this stock in my aggressive, I think in my aggressive and my conservative growth accounts. It's a stock that fits my criteria of a best stock now. And the name of the company is Universal Health Services. Okay, now we've talked about the stimulus going away in the market. No more stimulus, no more Fed stimulus, no more printing of money, no more quantitative easing, no more bond buyback programs. The punch bowl has been drained in all but one sector. There's still a sector of our economy that is being stimulated by the U.S. government. People are being given money to go buy health insurance. So the stimulus still exists in a little portion of our economy. And for that reason, the healthcare stocks continue to be one of the leading sectors in the market because there's a lot more people now in our healthcare system. I want to say we're at, what, 12, 13 million people, new people with health insurance that they didn't have before. And a lot of that came from you, the taxpayer. A lot of it's being subsidized. Whether you're for it or against it, it is a fact. And the fact of the matter is there's still an area of the economy that is receiving stimulus. And for this reason, it's one of the leading sectors in the economy, the healthcare sector. Now, some guys here at the Money Show would say, go out and buy yourself a nice healthcare exchange-traded fund, all right? Oh, something like IYH, for instance. IYH is an exchange-traded fund that seeks performance corresponding to the Dow Jones U.S. Healthcare Index. And if you don't believe me that the healthcare sector is one of the leading sectors in the market, just look at a chart of IYH, which hit a new all-time high yesterday, which broke out again in mid-August. It's one of the hottest sectors in the market. Now, if you contrast that with the consumer sector, which is not being stimulated anymore, there's no incentives anymore to go to the mall. There's no money printing. There's no artificially low interest rates. And the consumer, frankly, is not all that healthy right now. Instead, they're getting healthy in the healthcare stocks right now. And one of the individual stocks within that exchange traded fund, and you see, here's my argument against ETFs I used to go to baseball card shows. And for $2, you could buy a grab bag. It was a sealed sack of baseball cards. And when you opened the sack of baseball cards, maybe there was 200 cards in it, much like an exchange-traded fund. 98% of the cards were utility infielders on the Washington Senators that you'd never heard of. And there'd be like 10 of each guy, you know. And somewhere within that bag would be one or two really good cards of really good players that you really wanted. And that's the way I look at an exchange-traded fund. There may be 40 or 50 stocks within that exchange-traded fund, and 45 of them might be utility infielders for the Montreal Expos. And then there's four or five really good ones. Personally, this is just me. I differ with the ETF guys on this. I would rather put together a portfolio of the very best players, the very best stocks within a sector. I would rather choose my own all-star team to put on the field at any given point in time. And one of those all-stars that I currently own is Universal Health Services, UAH, which operates 24 acute care hospitals, 193 behavioral health centers, which I may need to go to sometime if I have to debate Peter Schiff in Toronto. I may end up in a behavioral health center. I don't know. We might get in a fight. I don't want to risk that because I can really beat guys up. If just kidding. They're in 37 states. They're in Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. They're an $11 billion market cap company. The stock is hitting new all-time highs, so that's a good start. And you know what else I hear a lot from folks is, I don't want to buy a stock that's hitting new highs. And I just say, you know what? I like to buy companies and businesses that are flourishing. I like to buy into something that's flourishing. I don't like to buy into something that's floundering. I don't know. That's just me. I don't have really that contrarian spirit. Now, I don't like to pay up. Don't get me wrong. I don't like to pay up for a really good company. I like to buy a really good company when I can still justify the current valuation and I think it's going to go higher. Now, let's take a look first at Universal Health Services. Pretend that it's a baseball card. On the cover of the baseball card is the picture of the hospitals that they run, with their nice logo in front, and nice parking lot, and welcome you to come in with whatever malady that you have. But it doesn't really tell you much about the company. On the front of the baseball card, it tells you that it's an $11 billion company. It's for people that have a moderate risk growth profile. They do $7.5 billion a year in revenue. They're trading at 1.5 times sales, 3.1 times book value. But you know what I really want to know? I really want to know the batting average, runs batted in, home runs, doubles, how many games they've won. Well, over the last 10 years, Universal Health has tripled the returns of the market. It's delivered 18% per year while the market's delivered 6%. Over the last 5 years, Universal Health has doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, it's averaged 46% per year while the market's delivered 21%. And over the last 12 months, it's tripled the returns of the market. You know the adage that past performance is no guarantee of future results. However, that's a very strong batting average, a lot of home runs, a lot of RBIs. When I grade Universal Health Services against all the other stocks that I follow, it gets an A performance grade, and it gets an A momentum grade. Now, the valuation, it's not the cheapest stock in the market, but it's not the most expensive stock either. It's trading at 17 times forward earnings. I have a pretty substantial 5-year target price on the stock. And out of 3,856 stocks that I follow in my app, it comes in at number 179. It's in that top 200 sweet spot, and it is a stock that I own at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Again, reporting live from the Money Show in San Francisco. And, of course, Saturday at 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., I will be giving my workshops. But here's a point I'd like to make, because I've talked to a lot of people here at the Money Show. One thing I try to ascertain from a person who is a trader or an investor in the stock market, I try to ascertain what their style of investing is. And the answers range from, well, I listen to this guy, and I listen to that guy, and I listen to this gal, and I listen for hot tips, and I invest in those hot tips. And some of the names that they're listening to are Jim Cramer and newsletter writers. One guy was listening to Jim Dines. I couldn't believe that. I remember Jim Dines like years and years ago with his newsletter. And he wasn't a very good stock picker, in my opinion. He was always all about gold. And I guess today he's all over the medical marijuana stocks, which many of them have gone kaput. So they listen to tips and they invest in tips. Other people are very scientific about their approach to the market. Talked to one guy that was a nuclear physicist, used to work for Livermore Labs up here in the Bay Area. He takes a very scientific approach to the market. In fact, he had a methodology that was very similar to mine. He looked at performance of stocks. He liked to buy stocks that were outperformers in the market, or in other words, flourishing in today's environment. But he also had his numbers and his metrics, things like return on equity, return on investment, debt to equity, et cetera, that he took into account. And then he had written some formulas and come up with some logarithms that then gave him a numerical value for each stock. And it was very, very similar to mine. We had a very interesting discussion. And in fact, I said, here's, you know, I'm going to send you my newsletter and I want your feedback. Here's the app. We download it on his phone. I want your feedback from a nuclear physicist that used to work for Livermore Labs. I want you to tell me what you think of the formulas and the evaluations and the numbers that I've come up with. Another lady, she uses astrology to pick her stocks. I said, how's it working for you? Yeah, she says, you know, I'm carrying forward like $300,000 in losses. And I said, well, that doesn't sound too good. Other people depend on big wirehouse firms to pick their stocks for them. And I say, how does that work it out for you? And they say, well, I'm with my fourth one in the last 4.5 years. So that doesn't sound like it's working out too good. My advice would be, one more guy that I want to talk about. He says, you know what, you cannot prove, okay, now this guy was not going to budge from his position, which is fine. You cannot prove to me that anybody on this floor here or any of these speakers can beat the indexes. So I just buy like the Vanguard Total World Stock Market Fund because I beat 80-90% of the pros by doing this. And I said, well, how did you do in 2007, 2008 when the market went down 53%? He said, well, I sold quite a bit before it really went down. And I said, well, then you're not an index investor. Don't call yourself an index investor. An index investor stays fully invested all the time. You're defeating the purpose of the index, being an index investor, if you're trying to pick the tops and pick the bottoms. I said, when did you get back in with that money? He said, oh, just recently. And I said, well, you know what? I just think that there's a better way. Oh, you can't prove to me that. Okay, so, you know, I just give up. I'm not gonna try to convince him because he's chosen his way of investing, which I would say is modified index investing, and that's fine. But I just think that everybody should decide for themselves. You should go to the 7-Eleven on a Saturday morning, and you should get a Barron's, and you should read it cover to cover. Barron's is very much a mouthpiece for value investing. Or you should read a book, one of Warren Buffett's books, or one of Benjamin Graham's books. Probably The Intelligent Investor is the book I would read if I wanted to know what value investing was all about. And if it makes sense to you, learn it the best you can and stick with it. Or you go to the 7-Eleven and you buy an Investor's Business Daily, which is the opposite of Barron's, because the Investor's Business Daily, which is published in Los Angeles, California, is more of the West Coast offense type of investing. The John Walsh style of the 49ers down the field, Joe Montana, Don Coryell, Dan Fouts throwing the ball, wide open offense. Down the field, momentum, keep the momentum going, go, go, go. And if you like momentum investing, read William O'Neill's book, How to Make Money in Stocks, and go that route. But you should come up with your style. You should learn it. You should immerse yourself in it. Learn the nuances. Read the books of the experts in that particular field of investing. And stick to it. Try it for a long time to see which one works best for you. Now, I have done that exercise. I've read all of the books that I've just mentioned. I've read all the newspapers I just talked about. And I've decided there's no perfect system. If there was, we wouldn't be here, you know, working, doing radio shows, working hard. I love what I do. But I've determined that this is the best of all worlds. I like to take a look at the momentum and find the stocks that are flourishing and find the companies with the new drugs, the new products, the new CEOs, the companies with enormous earnings growth. But I also like to be persnickety about the value that I'm paying for those companies, the valuations of those stocks. I brought back a lot of memories talking to the Wall Street, New York Stock Exchange traders last night. They used to visit the financial district in San Francisco all the time. And I used to, too. I used to call on mutual funds and whatnot. And they talked about all the joints that the traders would go to when the market closed at 1 p.m., the Tadich Grill, the Royal Exchange, the sausage place. I can't think of the name. There's a German sausage place not too far from the financial center. But I used to write up valuations of companies, and that's also important too. So I personally think that there's a lot to momentum, a lot to value, and a lot to technical analysis. Why not use them all? You can get my newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or you can reach me at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.